Hello, this is Marshall Bryan, pastor of Lyerly United Methodist Church, with your morning devotional on WZQZ. In Matthew 14, there is the famous story of Jesus walking on the water during a storm. The disciples were out in a boat, and they see Jesus coming toward them walking on the water. The disciples were first scared. They thought they were seeing a ghost. Jesus said to them, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." Then the spontaneous and ever outspoken Peter said this, "Lord, if it's you, tell me to come to you on the water." Jesus said, "Come." Now we know the rest of the story. Peter gets out of the boat and for a short while actually begins to walk on the water himself. But then, instead of keeping his eyes focused on Jesus, Peter begins to look around at the wind and the waves. Peter becomes afraid. He begins to sink, and he cries out for Jesus to help him, to save him. Then Jesus grabs Peter by the hand and lifts him up. Now, many are quick to criticize Peter, maybe even some of us. We ask, "Why did you take your eyes off Jesus, Peter?" We think all you had to do was to stay focused. We may reason, if Peter had just kept his eyes focused on Jesus, he could have continued to walk on the water and would have been totally safe. But what would we have done in the same situation? What would we have done? Actually, we often find ourselves in those type of situations. All of us experience various storms of life. Storms of health problems, financial storms, relationship storms. The list can go on and on. Some of these storms are small and short-lived. Some of these storms, however, are huge and last a while. Brethren, during these storms of life, there can be and there will be many waves. And the waves of life pound us and try to beat us down. During the storms of our lives, do we keep our eyes focused on Jesus as we should? Or is our attention diverted somewhere else? Friends, always remember this. Always remember this. Jesus is bigger than any storm that we may encounter. Jesus will grab your hand and lift you up. You only have to ask. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for the helping hand of Jesus as we walk through the storms of life. It is in his name we pray. Amen. Friends, I would like to invite you to join us in worship at 11 o'clock each Sunday morning at Lyerly United Methodist Church, which is located across the street from Lyerly Elementary School. Also, please check out our church Facebook page where our weekly worship services are recorded and posted each Sunday afternoon. Have a good day, and may God bless.